Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the place we come together every single week to grow, to learn, to share, and I'm so thankful to have you connected on tonight. I'm thankful for whatever you are hearing this podcast because you helped make it what it is, and I appreciate it. I do not take it for granted. Thank you so much for being connected. Thank you so much for sharing. And many of you that take this podcast and share with others, it means the world to us that you do that. I truly appreciate that. And I look forward to continuing to bring content to you. I want you to follow me at Joseph Walker 3 and make sure you follow me and share this podcast with as many people as you can. We want to make next level leaders around the world. We believe that there are a million people that need to be hearing this podcast and that you can help us do that. And we really appreciate it so very, very much. I'm thankful for also for many of you that comment and send me messages and let me know how this blesses you. One other thing I would love for you to be a part of, go to YouTube and subscribe to my wife and I's YouTube channel, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. It is blessing lives, and I want you to subscribe to it. Be a part. You want to find out how we manage everything and how we just negotiate life and deal with children and jobs and careers and people. I mean, we deal with everything, and that's a great, great opportunity to get more content. So you can get Next Level Leader one day of the week, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth the next day of the week. It's going to be a blessing. So you got two opportunities to grab information about leadership and life. And I promise you, it will be a tremendous blessing to you. We're going to get right into this today. And I'm excited because I want to talk about defeating next level temptation. Now, let's put it out there. There is a thing called next level temptation. When you reach a certain level, you have to understand that what some people call temptation is really fantasy because they really don't have access. But when you get to a certain level where you have access, influence, you have money, those kind of things, the temptation gets greater. And you have to know how to defeat it. Because the reality is so many people end up falling, ruining their careers, their reputations, because nobody gave them strategy on how to deal with temptation. I've taught on temptation on so many occasions in my ministry, taught people spiritually how to war against it, how to avoid it, how to defeat it. When I talk about leadership, though, I'm using that spiritual teaching as a foundation, but I'm going to give you practical principles as well on top of that, that I really believe that can help you. I really want you to hear this because it's so important, right? To really help us come to a place that we can defeat it, all right? So think about this for a moment. I want you to process for a moment, right? So understand that next level temptation is when you understand how greed can create vulnerability. When I talk about greed, I'm talking about the fact that you get to a point where it's never enough. You get to a point where you kind of get off your moral compass and you're pushing and pushing and pushing, and it really creates this vulnerability because you open yourself up to a variety of different things that may be inconsistent with your brand, your value, etc. You ever wonder how some people end up in these spaces? It's because they want more, and they never are satisfied, and all of a sudden they become vulnerable, susceptible to the proverbial carrot being waved in their face by Satan. You see, the vulnerability that we experience is often tied to the fact that we're never satisfied. So once I get this, I want that. It's never enough money. It's never enough this. It's never enough that. And I keep on. At some point, you have to get to a place where you just become satisfied and content. And you learn how to be a blessing, but you have to understand how to tame that spirit of greed and say to yourself every single day, what is my motive? What is my mission here? And that determines my method. And I'm not going to sell my soul and make myself vulnerable in these spaces because I'm trying to compete with somebody else or I'm looking for validation, because that's what greed will do. It'll make you look for validation and affirmation in places where you should not. So I think it's important to close those gaps. And here's the other thing. Number two, keep yourself covered spiritually. As leaders, everyone should have a spiritual covering. And you should make certain not only do you have a spiritual covering, but that you are constantly keeping yourself covered in terms of prayer, in terms of reading God's word, constantly be reinforcing the word of God over your life, speaking declarations over your life concerning what God's will is for you, his promises over your life. It's hard to succumb to next level temptation when you are declaring God's promises over your life, when you are declaring and decreeing what you know to be true. I'm telling you that you have to keep yourself spiritually covered. And sometimes that means having, you know, the right kind of people around you, accountability partners, all those kinds of things, spiritual covering, someone that can check on you, having a church home, having a word being fed into your life, putting yourself in environments that are positive and not negative, making certain that you have, you're operating in a level of wisdom. This is important, right? And so one of the things that you will learn as you are getting the word of God, as you are growing, as you are covered spiritually, and people are praying for you, you're getting wise counsel, is that number three, you're not paranoid, but you become smart. See, you can't go through life paranoid, living in this, well, what if this happens? Or what if that's paranoia? You become afraid of every encounter. You become afraid of every situation. You cannot live a paranoid life. People often are in relationships and they're paranoid about what the other person might do. I counsel people like this all the time. And I'm like, you can't be in a fear-based relationship. You can't be in a fear-based purpose. You can't be sitting around saying, oh my God, I'm just afraid that something's going to happen or I'm going to mess this up. No, you just have to make smart decisions. You have to make certain at the level where you are. Let me give you some things to think about. Like, should you be meeting with people by yourself? Probably not. If you do meet with people by yourself, maybe you should meet in a public place. If you meet in your office, keep the door open. If you meet at a public place, meet where there's a camera. Do you make certain that you, you know, have people who come meet with you, sign in and sign out? You always have someone in the building. Like, making smart decisions. I don't get in the car with random people. I don't show up in random places I've never been before. I want to always be smart that I don't end up in a volatile or a very tempting situation. And I'm looking up like, how did I get here? You have to disarm the tempter by making smart moves. In this season, you have to make smart moves. There are people who are smart as a whip when it comes to data, when it comes to technology, when it comes to building things. I mean, they are brilliant. You ever seen this? But then when it comes to life, they make the dumbest decisions ever. Because let me tell you what happens. They don't have wisdom. I heard a powerful quote one day, and I want to share it with you. Wisdom makes knowledge obey. Wisdom makes knowledge obey. When you have wisdom, when you operate in that wisdom, you then are able, watch this, to make smart decisions. You don't have to go through life paranoid, afraid, but you making smart decisions. Number four, I think, is one of the most important lessons you will ever learn in terms of defeating next level temptation. And that is count the cost. The Bible says that which of you intending to build a tower does not first count the cost. That's a powerful thing. That's about preparation, making sure everything's in order. I want you to think about it this way. Every encounter you have, every temptation that comes upon you, ask yourself, how much will this cost me? Will this cost me my family? Will it cost me my reputation? Could it cost me hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars? See, that's the way sin is. Sin always wants to make you stay longer than you wanted to stay, play longer than you wanted to play, and pay more than you thought you had to pay. That's how sin works. So you have to ask yourself, is it worth that? You can work all of your life building up a business, building up a brand, you know, supporting your family, and one mistake, 3 seconds, can take it all away. So I'm always counting the cost. I'm always looking at the collateral damage that could happen if I make this dumb decision. So when I get to this next level, I got to move swiftly in wisdom. I got to walk smart. I got to make smart decisions. I have to make sure that I dot every I and cross every T. I'm walking in compliance. I have to make sure that nobody's trying to pull trickery on me. I'm not signing things too quick. I'm taking time to have my legal eyes look at it, my legal team look at it. I'm making sure that all of my business practices are in order because I don't want anybody to sneak in and beguile me or trick me or cause me to end up in a precarious situation. You see how this works? So important. So very important. Count the cost. Because number five, if you lose your integrity, you lose your influence. See, ultimately what the temptation is after, it's after your influence. Your influence is what opens the doors for you. The influence is what creates the partnerships. The influence is what brings capital. People have to fundamentally like you. People have to believe that you have influence to get things done. And the moment you sell your influence for temporary pleasure, you sell the whole house. You give up the whole vision. See, your influence is the most important thing you have. You don't need money when you got influence. See, your influence is tied to your integrity. It's tied to the fact, can people trust you? You can't make personal wise decisions. How are you going to make decisions around my business or in a partnership with me? Or with my money, if you're not making good decisions with yours. You see, that's why it's so important to hold to your integrity and always think about this. Never sell your influence. Never compromise or jeopardize your influence. It may be fun on the front, but it's fatal at the finish. So always remember, the enemy, when you get to this next level, he's after your influence. It's a sad thing when you lose influence, boy. You've seen it, right? Somebody who had great influence, but they walk in the room and nobody respects them anymore. Nobody calls them anymore. Nobody's asking their opinion. Nobody's putting them at the table. No board's inviting them to be a part anymore because nobody feels comfortable. They look at you now, your whole character is jacked up because now all because you didn't make the right decisions. The tempter got you where he wanted you to live in a life of shame and guilt and public scrutiny. That's not what your destiny is. Everybody makes mistakes. When you can recover from those mistakes, you have to protect your influence by walking in integrity. And that means you got to, every single day, ask God to keep you. Ask God to guide your steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He delights in his way. Lord, lead me in the path of righteousness, right? For your name's sake. So I want to make sure that the things that I'm doing, the places I'm going, that those things are spoken well of. Don't let your good be spoken bad of. That's why you have to make sure you have wise decisions. Don't lose your integrity. Don't lose your influence. But here's number six. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. My mother always taught me that. You got to understand this. Deals on the table. Somebody's telling you, oh, you're going to get 30% return. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Somebody telling you, oh, it's going to be this and that. It's going to be great. You're going to be, you know, all of a sudden overnight, this is going to happen and this is going to happen to your account. It sounds too good. See, real success comes by the stairs, not the elevator. So you got to make decisions because you'll be sucked into some scheme. You'll be sucked into some illegal thing that could, you know, the tempter does this. By moving fast, talking fast, stay away from people that talk too fast, man. Take your time. I tell people all the time, the fastest way to get there is slow, methodically, looking at everything, dotting every I and crossing every T. That's how I look at life. And I want to make sure that I have my stuff together, that I'm not beguiled or tricked in any capacity, but that people understand what I'm trying to do here. And I just want you to hear me on this one, man. This is so important. So make sure you discern. If somebody sounds too good to be true, chances are it is. Now let's review what we've talked about because I can't wait to get to number seven. We're talking about defeating next level temptation. The tempter is going to come and you have to be mindful that you can't let greed create this vulnerability in your life. The idea that I just want more. I'm never satisfied. This insatiable desire for more, more, more. It doesn't mean you're not aspirational. It doesn't mean you don't want to go to the next level, but you don't want to get greedy. Sometimes you can get so greedy that it exposes how vulnerable you are because you're doing it for something other than the real reason why you should. You're trying to feed a monster. You're trying to feed your self-esteem. You're trying to, and the enemy knows it. The moment the enemy identifies that, oh boy, then you begin to realize, I see what's going on. But then number two, you got to keep yourself covered spiritually. Don't take this for granted. Make sure you surround yourself with spiritual people. Surround yourself with the word of God. Bind the word around your neck, the Bible says. I mean, literally, like, make sure you are having that word poured into your life every day. The Bible says in Psalm 119, that word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. The word, that's what's important here. But then also, don't be paranoid. Be smart. See, in this season, you got to be smart, man. You can't live your life afraid of what's going to happen, afraid to meet people, afraid to have meetings, afraid to interact, afraid to travel. No, just make smart decisions. You have to think about what other people don't think about. You have to think about how I'm going to make smart decisions. We've all learned from our dumb decisions. I know I have, but I have to recognize some, y'all. I got to make smart moves. Where I sit, who I meet with and how I meet with them, who's in the room, do I take notes, do I chronicle, all this stuff. This is about being smart. Some people may say it's over the top, but I promise you, I keep a record of it all. You're not going to come back and say this or that because I kept a record of it. And I count the costs. Everything I do, I'm asking myself, how much is this going to cost me? Every interaction, every temptation, how much will this cost me? Am I willing to sacrifice like my children's relationship with me over this? Am I willing to sacrifice my family, my future, my retirement? Am I willing to give up money that I've worked hard for this temporary pleasure? I mean, really think of it. Am I willing to give all that up because I want this so bad? Man, count the cost. And remember, if you lose your integrity, you lose your influence. So you got to ask yourself, am I willing to give up the influence that God has given me? God has placed you in rooms, giving you relationships that you otherwise would not have had. You don't want to be that person that nobody calls anymore. Nobody wants to be around. Because I can tell you, I know people that I'm connected to who are incredibly influential, and they have perfected the art of leaving you alone. I've learned that too. You're not going to tarnish my brand. You're not going to tarnish my family, my reputation, because I understand the importance of having people around who have integrity. I want shysters around. Don't sell your influence for temporary gain. Number six, if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is. So don't believe the hype. Don't get all excited because somebody's throwing something fast at you. Take your time. Get you the right team to look at things, analyze it. Don't move too soon. Move methodically and carefully. You'll discover that it probably is too good to be true. But then number seven, remember the lives that are counting on you. Every temptation that comes in your life is coming for more than you. It's coming for everything connected to you. When I wake up every day, I think about the lives that are depending on me to make it. I think about the families that are being supported by what I do. And I think about that if I do something stupid, how many families would be out of jobs? I think about that. I think about how my children will be impacted at school with their friends. I think about how my wife would be impacted standing by me if I've done something crazy. I think about all of that. I think about my mom's legacy and what she poured into my life and my dad. So I'm always thinking about my name. I want my name to be good. A name is better than precious ointment. A good name, the Bible says. You got to protect your name. You got to make sure you protect your name. Keep your name good by keeping yourself clean. You get it? Temptation's going to come. The more you go up, the more it's coming. But you can do this. You got so much that God wants to do in your life. I want you to understand how to protect it. And I'm going to be praying that this has helped you at a very practical level. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this has rattled you, shaked you. Hope it's just something you want to share with some other people. They're like, man, you got to hear this one. This is the one that can help you win and help you accomplish everything that God has for your life. I want you to send me a message at JosephWalker3 on Instagram and let me know how this blessed you. I mean, let me know if this one really touched you. And I want you to send it to at least 5 or 10 people. Also, I want you to go over to YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. I want you to hear this week's video and let me know what you think about that. And make sure you, you know, comment, hear some. Maybe you missed some. Maybe you're going for the first time. It'll bless you. I'm so thankful. I'm grateful for you. And I appreciate you. Thank you for being a part of this wonderful community. We are Next Level Leaders unapologetically. And we're going to win, y'all. The Bible says, now unto him who's able to keep me from falling, to present me faultless before his Father with exceeding great joy. If you turn it over to God, he'll keep you from falling. Follow these principles. Stay spiritual. No matter how high you go up, never forget to stay on your knees. Be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.